And all of a sudden, I realized, wow, I have failed him out of my fear. I didn't want to bury another child. I didn't want to bury another child. I buried a daughter. And I mean, almost within months of burying a daughter, my son is so sick. I don't know, most of you don't know what it's like to have a doctor look you in the face over 3 or 4 times in a couple of years and tell you your son is probably going to die after you buried a daughter. I buried a daughter, and I found out that people who love God and are walking with God can go through tragedy. I never thought that could happen before. But I still kept my eyes on God. I just said, God, teach me your ways. What is wrong here? This isn't what I learned in the books. Not the Bible, but the books. And so with that, the enemy attacks my son. And now I have a revelation I didn't have before. Something bad can happen to me. And out of fear, I didn't want it to happen to me. I did not want to bury another child. And for the first time, it was a reality that Satan can do that kind of stuff, even if you believe the faith message. And it started a whole journey that a lot of you have been on with me. Of God, teach me your ways. Show me your ways. How does this work? You know, what is this all about? And he's just changed me so much. But in that place, I had this little 6-year-old kid saying the Bible scriptures every night. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying the Bible scriptures every night, but he was doing it to try to keep alive. That's a lot to put on anybody, especially a 6-year-old kid who saw his sister die. And so I had to really repent of calling my faith, my fear, faith, and striving. Now, was my motive wrong? No, my motive wasn't wrong. If you didn't want your child to live, something's wrong with you. Is there condemnation? No, there's no condemnation in Christ. That's what I love about being in him. But there's still the truth that it was fear, not faith, that I pushed on my son that caused him to be afraid of the Bible. And I repented and I asked God to forgive me, and I'm just really praying that he'll get a hunger. And I spoke with him and I said, I'm so sorry I did that to you. You know, we've done so many things in the name of Jesus when we get a hold of the faith message or whatever teaching. And the promises of God are yes and amen. And the faith message is a message we have to hear. But we have to hear it in unconditional love, not in love with conditions. If you think God's a God of conditions, then you have to meet all these criteria to get your miracle. And then when you don't get it, you feel like somehow God has failed you. And then you have bitterness. And then you don't understand God, and you start hardening your heart against God, and you begin to rebel against God. God, we did all these things, and look what you've done, or look what you haven't done. And if we're honest, if we are honest in the body of Christ today, we will say that's where most of us are living. And it has taken a lot of healing and revelation for God to get me to these truths. But let me say, there's no condemnation. I walked where I knew to walk. I grabbed the word of God where I need to grab the word of God. I'm excited about everything I've gone through. I'm just so thankful that that isn't what it really is. But I'm sure glad I believe the word of God. When I do warfare against the enemy, I'm glad I know that God's not the author of sickness. I'm thankful that I understand that he's an awesome God. How could you fight if you thought God was the one? If I thought God was the one who killed my daughter, how could I fight for my son? You've got to understand, it's okay to understand what the devil did. It's horrible to say what God did was it's horrible to say what the devil did is God. Talk about confusing. Talk about why nobody wants your God. His ways are higher than our ways, not lower. He's a God of good gifts. But we don't understand where we fit into all this. God just with all the teaching, that's what most of our teaching's about. So I want you to see that this is not about love with conditions. I want you to begin to see how many people you loved with conditions. When you love with condition, there's so much fear on it. And when you're loved with conditions, so much fear is released on you. And that causes performance, and it causes works, and it causes never understanding grace. It causes a hardness of heart. See, I realized for things that happened when I was a kid, it caused me to get hardened in my heart. Lord, show me this in the middle of the night. And it caused me to take on, we're going to talk about all this next week and do altar calls for it, but it caused me to take on what is called brassy or bossiness or meanness to stay in charge, to stay in control. And God began to show me this lesson. I thought, oh God, this is horrible. Get this out. Get this wicked thing out. Bullying is part of that mean spirit. You wouldn't think I was a bully, but I really was a bully. When I was in high school, as small as I wasn't even 80 pounds, but I had a big brassy mouth. And I knew how to step on the gas after I just yelled at somebody in a car. And it almost got me killed. I actually had to go to a court kind of thing for somebody trying to beat me up who was a lot bigger than me. And anyway, so, you know, some of us just get our hearts hardened. Just get our hearts hardened. And I really believe, even as miraculous it was, as the Lord set me free from sorrow and grief when my daughter died, I do believe, too, my heart hardened a little bit against God. He was showing me last night. Because I used to have such compassion. I mean, I would sit and watch Jerry Lewis Telethon every year. I'd watch the whole thing. I'd stay up all night, and I would cry for the 24 hours of the telethon. I wouldn't go anywhere. I would do nothing but sit there and cry. And I would cry, and I would cry, and I would cry. Every year. It was my yearly ritual. And I didn't know that God was a healing God. But I just kept thinking, there's got to be some way to help these people. And I gave money. Every year I gave a little bit of money. I was just a kid, but I always called in a pledge. And God began to deal with me. He said, you know, when you've come to know me and understand my ways, you begin to blame people for the things that happen to them instead of have compassion for them. Because you knew not to blame me. And Lord began to show me, and we're going to get into this more in the upcoming weeks, but God showed me, he goes, you know what, Cindy, I revealed to you my faithfulness, but in my revealing my faithfulness, you became people's judge. And you became high-minded. And we're going to talk about that next week. And I encourage everybody to be here. He said, you became high-minded. And so you judged people who weren't as strong as you and me or who didn't understand these things. This is how much fun I had last night. The migraine left just long enough for God to tell me all this. You shall know the truth shall make you free. He's an awesome God. And Lord said, now we're going to take it from you knowing how faithful I am to you getting free from judging everybody. So now you can have more compassion, not less compassion. So that's the transitioning. That's why we went to Reinhard Bonnke. That's the transitioning we're going in. To take the truths we know about God, but get rid of high-mindedness. See, that was my way of coping with everything. My way of coping with abuse was to feel like I was better than the one abusing me. My way of coping with being put down was to feel like I was better than who was putting me down. And I took on high-minded, and I'm not going to say any names, but you're really going to want to come next week, because next week we're going to deal with scornful and high-minded, and these are foolish things. Let's get back into this. This is so powerful. Okay. Verse 10. Okay, so verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. So if anyone says they saw the Father, you can really, really doubt they're telling you the truth. I don't think we could even gaze into the glory of the Father and live. I think Jesus is the only one who can go into the presence of the Father. We'd all be so consumed. Now we can see Jesus, but it's talking about God the Father here. So when people tell you they've seen the Father, you need to ask them, how does that line up with 1 John 4? Maybe they had a vision and there was a representation of the Father. But the Father is a consuming fire. And Jesus is the Son of God who is Lord. He's the bridegroom. He's the one we can really know and hang out with and be a part of. And in that, in Him, we can be with the Father. In Him, we can be in the presence of the Father. He protects us with His holiness. Okay. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love, having been perfected, is in us. Do you know why God requires us to fellowship together? Do you know why God doesn't let you just do this on your own? Because you would not be changed to reveal that God lives in you. It's when you can love people who you don't have to love. When you can love people who will not benefit your life at all, the way you love the people who'll benefit your life, when you get to that kind of love, God's love is being perfected in you. I will honestly say, doing this, when I asked the Lord for compassion, because I didn't have any. I really didn't have any compassion. I was really hardened. I didn't realize how hardened I was. When I asked the Lord for compassion, good thing to ask for, difficult to get. When I asked the Lord for compassion, that was the day, I mean, within 2 days, I was at King's Daughters looking at kids going through chemotherapy. And I had to sit there and stay in that, basically, not nonstop, but for like 13 years. Talk about hard-heartedness. And I began to get that compassion again. I began to cry for those people and want those people healed. I began to let go of this fear and self-righteousness and want to see God glorified and want to see people healed. But see, God was so faithful to get me through the death of my daughter so miraculously that I actually hardened my heart towards compassion and thought people ought to just get over it because I had so much grace. Thank God He didn't take that grace. I'd have gone insane. I want you to know something. When you really get to the side of understanding God even a little bit, you're going to know how faithful He is. You're going to be amazed at how wrong you were thinking when you thought He wasn't faithful. You're going to be absolutely amazed at the faithfulness of God when you begin to see yourself. You're going to be so amazed at the faithfulness of God. He is so faithful even when we're not. He cannot deny Himself. He's so faithful. And yet we have doctrine after doctrine after doctrine after doctrine using Job in the wrong way to make it look like we're faithful and God isn't. And I understand that. Thank God people are hanging on by a thread. But how much more powerful to really understand God? How much more powerful to really read the Bible and really understand the Old Testament and see that God is revealing over and over and over a people full of idolatry, a people wanting their own needs met, a people using God and never really surrendering and submitting themselves to God, and how those things open the door for the enemy. It's everywhere in the Old Testament. It's what mainly the Old Testament is about. But boy, to get people to transition from us being faithful and us just not understanding God and His ways, to us seeing our lack of faithfulness and the unbelievable faithfulness of God. You will fall in love with God in a whole new dimension when you recognize His faithfulness to you and how much you did not deserve it, how much you did not do all that spiritual stuff you thought you did that means God should do what you want. See, we have put conditions on God. If we've lived love with condition, you know, you would never divorce. You would never divorce if you didn't put conditions on your love. If love is unconditional, now I know there are times when the Lord, if that unbelieving spouse wants to go, the Bible says, let him go. We got teaching on that. And if there's unfaithfulness that the person really doesn't repent of and work through, God says that you can leave that situation. But usually the Lord will have that other person will divorce you. And there's whole teachings on that. And we need to get real about that and what it means. But overall, there is a grace sufficient for no matter what they're doing. And God's in charge of that. He's not going to let you stay with an unbelieving person who's abusing you and beating you because he loves you too much. Sometimes you got to separate you because you don't, because your love has so many conditions on it. Love with conditions is not love. We need to ask the Lord in a powerful way, change me, God, let me have love that's unconditional. And you can only have it, how? In Christ. You can only have unconditional love. So don't be so hard on yourself and don't be hard on others. Everybody in the world is going around thinking it's love. No wonder there's so much lust. See, lust is the product of love with conditions. Lust is taking care of self. Lust is only thinking about your flesh needs. So lust is really because of love with conditions. And you don't even know what awesome love is until you get free from the conditions. Till you can really love somebody who's telling, look at Jesus, you guys. He went to the cross when they were spitting at him. When they were, they stripped him naked. They were mocking him. They were hating him. They were so filthy, nasty, hateful, full of demons. And he died for them. He forgave them. He rose again. And then went right back to the Jewish people who killed him through his disciples to bring them into the kingdom. That's unconditional. You will never make God hate you. You can be as rebellious as you want. You can think, if I do this, if I do this, if I blaspheme, if I curse, if I write bad things about God, I'll show him. See, if you were loved with conditions and you don't, that love doesn't get met in you, you can rebel from the people who are loving you with conditions.